This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
The University of Texas's Dell Medical School is about to graduate its very first class of physicians. The celebration was expected to happen on May 21st, but much like other schools, the ceremony has been moved online because of the current public health crisis. And it got KUT's Nadia Hamdan curious. What's it like to be a medical student graduating in the midst of a pandemic?
Ava Karimi wanted to study medicine for as long as she can remember.
But while I was back in Iran, I couldn't because of my religion. I actually couldn't go to university. It was basically it was more like a dream than a reality.
But when she was 18, her family moved to Dallas.
And when I came to the U.S., I realized that all the opportunities are open to me.
Karimi started volunteering in hospitals and says the more she did, the more it felt like a calling. So she started looking into different medical schools and ultimately chose UT's Dell Med, becoming one of the 50 students in its inaugural class. She says to be a part of this first group of med students was a privilege.
Thinking about it, again, very emotional. I remember the first day that we all came in to our medical school. We were basically, really the first 50 people that were just, walking around and feel like we own the school. It's our school. So it was a very interesting experience.
Then came four long, exhausting years of medical school. But through it all, Karimi kept her eyes on graduation day and her goal of becoming a doctor. Then COVID-19 hit.
Now, it's a new reality. It's completely different than what you've ever imagined.
We all were just really seeing it as the goalpost that we were going to run across in concert with the students. And there was a lot of anticipation and excitement. And then obviously COVID-19 hit and all things changed in almost a heartbeat.
Dr. Beth Nelson is the Associate Dean of Undergraduate Medical Education at Dell Medical School. She says they'd been watching the coronavirus at a distance when it first popped up in Wuhan, China.
And so we were monitoring, observing, keeping an eye on it. Frankly, even those of us in healthcare not fully understanding what it would mean when it hit our front door.
On March 13th, the day before spring break, UT Austin officials announced they were going to shut down the campus, and they wanted Dell Med to do the same.
And so there was a lot of confusion about what to do and where to go, and students had already gone into the hospital for their clinical rotations that day, and then they were being called and said, everyone must go home. So that was quite a shock to the system, I guess I would say.
Medical students need to complete hands-on clinical work to graduate. This means they rotate through different areas of a hospital, such as surgery, pediatrics, OBGYN. You get the idea. But the Association of American Medical Colleges recommended all students be pulled from these clinical rotations because of safety concerns. Hospitals were struggling to get enough personal protective equipment for doctors, let alone med students. So this meant half of Dell Med's inaugural class had to find another way to get those credits.
They were very anxious, and many of them did not want to leave on Friday the 13th because they were afraid that their graduation possibilities would be put at risk.
Karimi was one of these students.
And this comes the moment of uncertainty, knowing, I only have this couple of months left. Would I be able to finish medical school in time?
Dell Med was able to quickly create virtual courses that would help the students get their credits. They were using avatars instead of real patients, but at least it was something. One professor even created an entirely new elective course called the COVID-19 Pandemic, Global Health on the Front Lines. The class focused on things like the principles of public health and the history of pandemics. The course even gave students some of that hands-on experience they were missing. Amber Basinger is another fourth-year Dell Med student who took the course. She was put on UT Health Austin's contact tracing team for those infected with COVID-19 in the Austin area.
We collect information on all of the people that they've contacted while they were in their infectious period. And then we use that information to call those people and then assess whether or not those people need to get tested or whether they should be in quarantine or isolation.
Basinger says she feels like this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and she's glad to have played a part.
I feel like by being able to be on this team, I'm able to contribute a little bit. And that contribution, it feels really good to know that I'm helping to make a difference.
Which brings us back to graduation, when Del Med will launch new doctors into a global pandemic. For Ava Karimi, the thought of graduation day had been the thing that fueled her for so long. But COVID-19 has shattered all the pomp and circumstance of that day and left her and her classmates with a sobering reality.
I now have a better understanding of what I signed up for. And I have some time to think about it and know what it entails and what I need to do. What I can tell you is that I'm definitely more ready now than I was a month ago.
Karimi begins her residency in internal medicine at Del Med in July. She's not sure what to expect, but she tells me she chose to go to medical school to help people. So that's what she'll do. Nadia Hamdan, KUT News.